AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. After more than 1,000 days in office, President Biden today popped into the White House briefing room and took questions for the first time. Sagar Magani reports he expressed concern about how Donald Trump and his supporters will respond to next month's election results.
The president was asked how he feels about the election.
I'm confident it'll be free and fair. I don't know whether it'll be peaceful.
Noting both Trump's refusal to accept 2020's results and running mate J.D. Vance saying he would not accept this year's.
I'm concerned about what they're going to do.
Asked in Georgia for his response.
I don't know anything about what he said. I only can hope that it's going to be free and fair.
Trump did not mention peaceful, repeatedly saying he was only focused on Hurricane Helene's recovery, not the election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris campaigned in Michigan, where she told unionized firefighters the Dock Workers Union made a good decision suspending their walkout.
We saw another example of the power of collective bargaining, right? When the longshoremen and the U.S. Maritime Alliance came together, ended a strike, and reached an agreement on a record wage, right? They did good.
In the Middle East, Israel carried out a series of punishing airstrikes in the southern suburbs of Beirut. They also cut off the main border crossing between Lebanon and Syria, where people have been fleeing by the thousands. Israel says the crossing was being used by Hezbollah to bring in military equipment. Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in the southeast are still without power, more than a week after Hurricane Helene blew through. Most of the outages are in the Carolinas and Georgia. More than 220 people died in the storm, and crews are still trying to reach people who haven't been accounted for. And the Supreme Court's left in place two Biden administration environmental regulations aimed at reducing emissions of methane and toxic mercury. This is AP News. A strong September jobs report shows employers adding 254,000. Sam Stovall at CFRA Research says that was better than expected.
Anybody worried about recession, I think, was offered the opportunity to breathe a sigh of relief.
The unemployment rate dropped to 4.1%. Seth Sutel has more reaction in the AP Markets report.
Stocks rallied on Wall Street. S&P 500 climbed 0.9% Friday, getting closer to the all-time high it set on Monday. The Dow rose 341 points, that's about 0.8%, setting its own record high. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.2%. Companies that tend to benefit the most from an improving economy led the gains. That included smaller companies, banks, and cruise ship operators. Treasury yields soared in the bond market. The stronger-than-expected hiring data led traders to abandon bets that the Federal Reserve might make another jumbo-sized cut in interest rates at its next meeting. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.